Dear listeners, loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai and I once again welcome you all for today's Thursday Life. This is the segment, Soul Inspirations. To begin with, at the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, loving and prayerful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and the listener of the Radio Sai, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Today is 15th of February. The time right now in our studio is 11 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And 2 days ago, we all witnessed the festival of Mahashivaratri. There was night-long bhajan session, bhajan singing in Sai Kulanth Hall, which started at 6 p.m. on 13th and concluded at 6 a.m. on 14th morning. I hope, listeners, you all participated in this bhajan session virtually, digitally, through our website, radiosai.org. Today, in this segment, Soul Inspiration, we are going to talk on the topic Namasmarana. But before that, let me read out the Sai Inspires quote for today. Today's Sai Inspires quote has got a question and an answer from Swami's Divine Discourse. The question is, what is the supremacy of reciting the Lord's name and glory? And the answer is taken from Swami's Divine Discourse, which he delivered on 13th of January 1965. And I quote, "You may doubt whether a small word like Rama, Sai or Krishna can ferry you across the boundless sea of worldly life. People cross vast oceans on a tiny raft. They can walk through dark jungles with a tiny lamp in their hands. The name, which is even smaller, has vast potentialities. The raft need not be as big as the sea. Recitation of Lord's name is like the operation of boring to tap underground water. It's like the chisel stroke that will release the image of God imprisoned in the marble. Break the encasement and the Lord will appear, as Prahlada asked his father Hiranyakashipu to do, and the Lord who is ever present will manifest himself. Every mother teaches her daughter to churn and bring the butter latent in the milk into view. Similarly, in the spiritual field, learn from yogis who gained and offered that fresh butter, Navanitam, to Krishna by reciting his name." Unquote. So in today's Sai Inspires, dear listeners, Swami talks the importance of Namasmarana, the chanting of Lord's name. And that's the topic for today's Soul Inspiration. So what is Namasmarana? Namasmarana is continuous chanting of Lord's name. It should be continuous. Lord's name is very sweet. And continuous chanting of Lord's name is Namasmarana. Once Lord Vishnu had told Narada, "Madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada." Wherever my devotees sing my praise, wherever my devotees chant, take my name continuously, I appear there. This was what Lord Vishnu told Narada, but the same Lord in the form of Satya Sai has slightly modified this sloka. Swami has said, not only tishtami but dasyami. Tishtami is just come and go, he appears. But Swami has said, dasyami, I install there. That is, wherever my glory is sung, wherever my name is taken, I install there. This is the promise that Swami has given us. It seems once there was a debate between Mother Kausalya, mother of Lord Rama, Mother Anjana, mother of Hanuman, and mother of Sage Agastya. So these three pious women had a debate as to who is the greatest. So Mother Anjana said, "See, my son Hanuman, in just one jump, one leap, crossed the entire ocean. He is the greatest." Then mother of Sage Agastya said, "Arey, that's nothing. My son Agastya drank the whole ocean in one gulp. He is greater than Hanuman." Then Mother Kausalya said, "See, your sons, Sage Agastya and Hanuman, are devotee of my son Rama. So Rama is greatest." When they were having this debate, Lord Rama himself comes there, and these pious women tell Rama to give a solution as to who is the greatest. Then Rama says, "See, Hanuman could cross the ocean in one jump because of Rama's name. Sage Agastya could drink the whole ocean in one gulp because of Rama's name." And Rama further said, "See, my glory is great because of my name. So Rama's name is the greatest. And it should be chanted continuously." Swami also has told in one incident that chanting Lord's name binds Swami. Again, I would like to share this incident with you all. This incident happened when Swami had gone to Vrindavan, and during one of the Thrai sessions, dear listeners, many of you must be aware, is an informal session in Swami's residence in Thrai Vrindavan, where Swami calls his students inside his residence and talks to his students. It will be an informal session. So this session happened just a few days before the vacation for the college boys. So after a few days, the boys were going home. So Swami called the boys to Thrai sessions and were talking. Swami was just casually asking boys as to what they're going to do after going home during their vacation. And boys were replying to Swami. Suddenly one boy got up and told Swami, "Swami, you also come with us for the vacation." Isn't that a good prayer to ask Swami? Then not only he, everybody told, "Swami, please come with us for the vacation." And when Swami heard this, Swami asked, "Oh, you all want a personalized Sai Baba?" And then Swami went on to say how to get a personalized Sai Baba to all. And here is what Swami told. At that time, Swami was sitting on the jhula in Thrai Vrindavan. And the jhula is suspended with four strong chains. So Swami asked the boys how the four strong chains are made. And the boys replied, "Swami, it's made of iron. There are many links and small links of iron. And these links are interwoven to form a strong chain." So Swami said, "See, in that way, you should form a strong iron links, and that links is chanting Lord's name, chanting my name." This was what Swami said. Swami further added, "If you chant the Lord's name continuously, then these iron links will be interwoven to form a strong chain, and through this chain you can bind me and take me with you during your vacation." What Swami said was, during your vacation, chant Swami's name continuously, and the links will be formed, and a strong chain will be formed with which Swami can be bound. And Swami will always be with us continuously if we chant Lord's name. So that is the gist of what Swami said. Giving importance to Namasmarana, that is continuous chanting of Lord's name. So Swami himself has told us that Namasmarana is very important to be in tune with him always. Through the life of many Lord's devotees, we come to know about the tasks that they have accomplished through Namasmarana. So today in the segment of Soul Inspiration, I'll play for you one short audio clip, which is taken from the drama which was enacted in Sai Granth Hall. And this audio clip will show us the importance of Namasmarana, which Hanuman, through the life of Hanuman. It's an episode from Ramayana. So let's listen to this audio clip, and it's a short audio clip, just 7 minutes. And after the 7 minutes, I'll be back again and we'll talk more on Namasmarana.
Brothers, we have searched every nook and corner and left no stone unturned in the mission of the Lord. The end of land is reached and the turbulent ocean stares at us as an insurmountable obstacle. Beyond this ocean, at a distance of 100 yojanas, is the kingdom of Lanka, where Mother Sita is imprisoned. The future course of action shall be decided by our leader, Crown Prince Angada.
There seems to be only one feasible solution to this problem. One of us has to cover the 100 yojanas in a single jump, confront the wicked Rakshasas, and bring the tidings of Mother Sita for our Lord. Venerable Jambavan, you are the eldest among us. You have circumambulated the Lord in his Trivikrama form. 100 yojanas is a mere footstep for you.
The invisible tides of time have sapped away the huge reserves of energy that I had harbored in my early days. With a supreme effort, I can cover only 90 yojanas. Nothing more.
O Vanara Veeras, come forth with the assessment of your strength, so that we can pick the right person for the enterprise.
Prince, I can jump at the most 40 yojanas, not a finger breadth more.
With all the strength that I can summon, and the winds in my favor, I can definitely do a 60.
Then I shall cross this ocean and carry out the task.
Though I have a doubt as to whether I will have enough strength to come back. No, Angada. You are the crown prince. You cannot go into the domain of demons. That's against the canons of royalty. You have to delegate the task to any of your servants who are eager to do your bidding.
Fate is playing a cruel game with us, giving us a ray of hope in the beginning, and suddenly plunging us into the darkness of despair.
Do not be disheartened, Angada. The ever merciful Lord, who lays down the mission, will even give us the strength to fulfill it. I know the one person who can undertake the task set by the Lord? Anjaneya, you will have to cross this ocean and finish the assignment given by Rama.
Yes, Hanuman. You are the right person for the job. With your intelligence and diplomacy, you established the friendship between Rama and Sugriva. Now, use the same skills to deliver Rama's message across the ocean.
Shed this cloak of meekness, O Hanuman. Rediscover your might. Remember, a single leap was all it took for you to reach the sun. And a single leap is all it will take for you to reach Lanka. Evaluate your skills, capacities and excellences. Recollect the boons and the powers bestowed by the Devas. It is time they be put to use for the Ramakarya. Arise, awake! The garland of victory is waiting on the yonder side to adorn your neck.
O Vanaraj, by the power of his name, I shall carry out his command. The glory of his form enshrined in my heart will give me the means to carry out the Lord's wishes. Sing his praise as you await my return. Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
So that way, dear listeners, Hanuman crossed the ocean in just one jump. It was because of Lord Rama's name, by chanting Lord Rama's name. In fact, to add to this episode, there is one more episode from Ramayana which shows the power of Lord Rama, Lord Rama's name. The monkey army were building the bridge through stones and boulders to cross the ocean, to get into Lanka. And when they were making this bridge by throwing the boulders, they came across one more dilemma. There is the boulders, the stones which they were throwing into the ocean was sinking. It was not floating. And at that time, Hanuman again came up with an idea. He told the monkey army that in each boulder, they should write the name of Rama. And when they did so, the boulders started floating, the stones and boulders. And again, there came one more problem. These boulders were going apart, floating apart from each other. And then Hanuman gave another idea that each boulder, there are two syllables in Rama's name, Ra and Ma, so one syllable should be written in one boulder and another in another stone. So Ra was written in one boulder and Ma was written in one more, and these boulders started floating and came together. So again, this incident also shows the power of the name of the Lord. If we take one more episode from Ramayana, Bharata, who was Rama's brother, was in constant contemplation of Lord Rama. He chanted Lord Rama's name continuously during the 14 years of forest exile which was given to Lord Rama, and Lord Rama stayed in forest. So during these 14 years, Bharata not only chanted Lord's name and not was in contemplation of Lord Rama, but he dressed himself as Rama. He stayed in one forest away from the palace. He had matted hair, and at the end of 14 years, when Bharata brought Rama to Ayodhya, when they both were coming together, the citizens of Ayodhya were confused as to who was Bharata and who was Rama, because Bharata was looking exactly like Rama at the end of 14 years, and this was because of his constant contemplation of Lord Rama. In fact, all will be aware of the episode where Valmiki, who was earlier a dacoit, Ratnakara, by chanting the name of Rama continuously became Valmiki. In fact, Ratnakara chanted the name. In fact, it is said that Ratnakara chanted the name in the other way. Instead of chanting Rama, he chanted Mara. And he continuously kept chanting Mara, 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 and it became Rama. And he was enlightened and he became Valmiki and wrote the story of Rama. Another important thing that Swami says which we derive by chanting Lord's name is control of our monkey mind. Swami says our mind is very unsteady, very wavering. It's like a monkey mind. And to control this monkey mind, we should chant Lord's name continuously. And when we chant Lord's name continuously, we can control this monkey mind. Now, Swami has also said that in our last moment of our life, when we are about to pass away, if we remember the Lord, then we will attain Him, attain the divinity. And for this, Swami gives the Chinnakatha of a businessman. The businessman had four sons, and this businessman was always had one shop and was always thinking about his shop. And somebody told him that the same thing, that at the last moment of your life, if you remember Lord, then you will attain divinity. And for this, the businessman gets an idea and he tricks the Lord. Somewhat tricks the Lord. He names his son with Lord's name, that is Rama, Krishna, Gopala, Govinda, and he thinks, anyhow, at the last moment of my life, I will call my sons, and when I call my sons, it will be like taking Lord's name, and I will pass away, and I will merge with divinity. But what happened was, at the last moment of his life, he invariably called his sons Rama, Krishna, Gopala, Govinda, and all four of his sons came to him. But at that moment, he remembered his shop and he told his sons, "Array, all of you have come here, who will take care of the shop?" And with this, he breathed his last. And so the trick didn't work. So what Swami says is, if you want to take Lord's name at the last minute of your life, it's not easy. For this, you should take Lord's name continuously throughout your life. Only then we will remember Lord's name in the last minute of our life. So Swami says, Namasmarana should become Anusmarana. There is a sloka in Bhagavad Gita also, where Krishna tells Arjuna that Anusmarana, Namasmarana should become Anusmarana. Anusmarana is continuous chanting Lord's name, just like we breathe continuously. The heartbeat goes on in the background continuously. So Lord's name should also be chanted continuously, without break. As in the experience which I narrated, through this continuous chanting of Lord's name, we can make a strong chain with which we can bind Bhagwan himself. Okay, dear listeners, so today's topic of soul inspiration was Namasmarana. It is continuous chanting of Lord's name. And I hope I have spoken something about this topic and made justice for this topic. You can, dear listeners, you can send us the feedback and comments on this through to our email ID, listener@radiosite.org. The time is almost 11:30, and Bishop Brother will be here any time for the next segment of today's Thursday Life. I conclude here. I offer this segment at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet. See you again 11 a.m. next week. Stay tuned. Be happy. Sai Ram.
काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए के साई बसे कण कण काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के साई ने सबको समझाया मानव रूप मधुर धर के ये शरीर तो नश्वर है पर साई अनंत निरंतर है प्रेम से ये दिया उपदेश मेरा जीवन मेरा संदेश सत्य मार्ग पर चल के बने हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश हर जीवन साई संदेश फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण फिर साई के दर्शन होंगे हर पल मन के दर्पण में क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए क्या इस सत्य को भूल गए के साई बसे हैं कण कण में काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन काहे बांधे साई को जन्म मरण के बंधन इस सृष्टि का है विधाता उस पे समय का कैसा बंधन का जन्मदिन कैसे मनाए, जो है अजन्मा नित्य सनातन। आओ साईं की शिक्षा को जीवन में अपनाए, सबसे प्रेम और सबकी सेवा कर अवतरण मनाए, सबसे प्रेम और सबकी सेवा।